In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered round him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid them from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven."
I'm just going to offer a very short thought for the day in the light of that reading. And I don't know about you, but I have always been intrigued by the story of the Ascension. I think it intrigues me because after all that the disciples have been through, the fact that they have been witnesses to the crucifixion, where they have seen Jesus die, they've had to let him go, they've had to cope with all of that disappointment, and then the experience of seeing the risen Christ in person and understanding that the end that they thought was the end is no longer the end. After all of that, you would think that they would be the ones who would say to Jesus, "Do not leave." Kind of like, we can't lose you again. We've been through enough of a roller coaster. But actually, it is Jesus who says to them, "Do not leave." I think that's really counterintuitive. You'd think they would be the ones saying, "Jesus, do not leave," but he says to them, "Do not leave." And I think he says that because he's trying to say that his departure, his return to be with the Father in heaven, is not an ending. In fact, quite the opposite. It is meant to be a new beginning. So do not leave, because you'll miss out on this adventure that lies ahead. On Thursday night, we had a deanery service up at St Mildred's, where there were 14 parishes that gathered together to worship. And the archdeacon who was preaching said that the Ascension left Jesus free to go and the Spirit free to come. And I thought, I like that. Jesus is free to go and the Spirit is free to come. But I would say as well, it also left the disciples free to go. Because Jesus' final words to his followers were, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." In Matthew's Gospel, he says, "So now go, so now go." So Jesus' departure is not an ending, but it's a beginning, and most especially, it is a beginning for us. And when I was thinking about how this story makes me feel, it reminded me of being in my mid-20s when I passed my driving test. For years I had been reliant on other people for lifts. And then I learned to drive because I thought if we're going to have a family, it would be really helpful to have a car and be able to drive. And the freedom and the sense of anticipation when I finally passed my test, the air plates came off, I had my car keys, and I knew I could get in the car, and without somebody else next to me, I was free to go anywhere. And for me, that was hugely, hugely exciting and a little bit daunting as well, because you think, am I ready? Was I really able to pass the test? Can I be trusted? Will it be okay? So although it felt daunting to be let loose, there was this huge sense of the world is mine and I could go anywhere. And actually, for me, that's what the Ascension feels like. But when Jesus goes, it isn't an ending like, this is it, this ministry is over. But it's as if God passes us the keys and says, I've taken the old plates off and I trust you to get behind the wheel. And the Spirit could take you anywhere. I love that idea. That somehow God, in God's wisdom, trusts us to let us loose as his representatives. It's not the ending, it is the beginning, and it's the beginning of the church. And next Sunday, we'll celebrate Pentecost, the birthday of the church. And so if that was my thought this morning, we have the keys. We have the freedom. So where would you like to go? Where would you like God to lead you?